Welcome to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Hello, geeks. Social Geek Radio is live. How you doing tonight, Deb?
I'm great. It has been a busy month. Even though we're early into the month, it has been a busy month here for franchising.
Yeah, a lot of activities and a lot of FBN events that you've been attending. If anyone's been following Deb's whereabouts, tell us about that as part of our Geek It Out segment tonight.
Part of our Geek It Out. So I encourage anybody that's in franchising or even anybody that's interested in getting involved in franchising to go to the franchise.org website. If you go to events, then you can scroll through and you can find the franchise business networks. And just a really quick history of the FBNs. It's, you know, in early 1991, Fred DeLuca, founder of Subway, he started a group the second Tuesday of the month, and he called it the Franchise Association Program, Tuesday Program. Well, since then, like in 1996, the FBN meetings started in the different cities around the U.S., and they're really the grassroots of networking opportunities. So these FBN chairs, so I'm the chair of the Houston market, we try to schedule at least 1 to 4 regional meetings throughout the year. Where I encourage everybody is to go to the website, check out where the different chapters are, and if you think you're going to be traveling, attend one of them because it's a great opportunity to meet others in a smaller setting than when we meet at the IFA. So earlier this week, I went to Tulsa for the day. They had a Shannon Lilburn of Just Between Friends franchise hosted one at a great restaurant called The Vault. And we had all of the, you know, lots of Tulsa people, a couple from Missouri, but then Rebecca Monet from Zoracle was traveling. She was in Missouri meeting family. So she drove in 2 hours to come to the meeting and I was there. Great networking opportunities. And then to learn, the panel was great. They were sharing marketing. Of course, that was my interest, marketing and digital and social media topics. And then yesterday in Houston, I held the Houston network meeting and we held it at a local Pino's Palette in Memorial City. And our speaker was Sean Falk, and he talked about the shift in franchising. And we had both events, probably had close to 35 or 40 attendees. Yesterday in Houston, Clarissa Bratzok was in town. You know, she's from AnyLab Test now. She was in town visiting her local franchisees. So she attended the meeting. So I'd say just go to franchise.org, look at the tabs at events, look for the franchise business networks, check out the various chapters and try to attend. They're always a great learning experience and network opportunity.
Excellent.
Very, very cool. Lots of fun.
So at franchise.org, go to the events section and look for FBN.
Yeah, that's where
I'm
finding it.
Okay.
FBN, Franchise Business Network. It's towards the end. And then you'll see the whole schedule for the year, the contacts, the current FBN sites. But just about every city is represented. So I know Chicago's got one coming up next week. So check them out. If you're a traveler like we are, go to one of these events and then network with the locals of that city.
Excellent. Great. Geek it out, Deb. Awesome. And a nice transition to our guest tonight, because I think one of the first places that I've met the man who I like to call Johnny Franchise was at an FBN event in Minnesota. So welcome to Social Geek Radio, John Francis. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Deb. I appreciate it. Nice to connect.
You've been very involved in franchising and the FBN events locally in Minnesota and all over the place for how long now, John?
Well, you know, I grew up in franchising. I thought when I was a kid, I thought everything was a franchise. Our family had a franchise system of hair salons, and so I thought everybody worked for themselves except for the people that worked for us. And really, I grew up with it and I love it and I've had a lot of experience in a lot of different dimensions of franchising, but I you talk about FBNs, and I've been involved at IFA. I think this last IFA conference was my 30th. And wow. I've been going since I was like 20 years old, you know, when I was in college mm-hmm. and I was working in our company, and my mom and dad were both very involved at IFA. And I would just tag along, you know, it was like going to a big wedding. You knew about half of the people.
Right.
And, you know, there was maybe 400 people there, and, you know, and they were high profile, and I got to just go, cause I wanted to learn, and I never stopped going. You know, we sold our business, 1999. So whatever that is, 18 years ago. So I was going for, you know, a dozen years before that, and I never stopped going, and I stayed in franchising in a variety of different ways. But, so the IFA and the FBN network, you know, we were involved all the way, and I've been involved as I would, I'm not a moderator here in Minneapolis. The FBN is run by four different law firms that take turns rotating as hosts.
Hmm.
And I mean, it's a side story, but I was complaining about it once at a membership committee meeting, saying, you know, I invite people to these events and they show up and we have some fun, and then they don't get the invite for the next meeting because it's a different law firm, and they didn't rotate the list, never followed. So I was complaining and asking IFA, you know, why don't you manage the list? And they're like, well, we can't do it. If we do it for you, we got to do it for everybody. So I created a workaround. I created a LinkedIn group just for the Twin Cities Franchise Business Network events, because I'm on all the lists. And so I created my own list, and just a way to keep connecting the dots, because we bring people in and then they don't hear about the next one. And I wanted to break that and make it a little more efficient and effective. So.
Yeah,
so I like the FBNs.
It's a great use of technology to do that. I joined your Twin Cities FBN group on LinkedIn simply because I do travel up there occasionally. And as Deb said, if you're traveling to other cities, mm-hmm. you know, be aware of when the FBN events are happening, and, you know, maybe come in a couple hours early, and your group there really helps. So that was terrific. Tonight we want to talk about Father's Day Eve, but before we get into that, John, tell us a little bit about anything else that you're working on and involved in the franchise field these days.
Well, you know, my specialty is, fixing broken systems, or fixing systems that are stuck, maybe not broken, but they're trying to grow, or they've hit their plateau, or in some way, you know, I like to show up when somebody's ready for help. And I don't call myself a consultant, because I think consultants actually do the work, and I don't frankly want to do the work. I want to help people. I want to help people do their work. So I call myself more of an advisor. I've been a coach. I've been called a coach. And then I do some speaking. I like to speak to the franchise systems, usually at their convention or conference or whatever they call it, you know, speak to the whole system at one time. And so right now, the last probably 6 or 7 years, I've been focused as a board member. I'm serving on boards and helping organize and start advisory boards for franchisors. And then, I have a couple of clients that I do as a coach, I guess, a weekly phone call with the CEO to hold them accountable in a, I would call it an effective way that doesn't make them feel bad. And I don't have all the answers, but I have a tremendous amount of experience, and I like to share, and I like to help. And I guess I've learned a technique of asking intelligent questions that cause people to make better decisions. And then they have to execute and implement and actually do the work. So I don't want a job, and I don't want to work anywhere. I work from home, and I work independently, and it's on purpose that way. And at least for now, while I've got little kids, you know, I wanted to be a work from home dad and be really involved in my kids. And so I am, and I have been, and I think that'll continue until they're out of high school, which I've still got a long way to go,
And then you can go back to work.
Well, yeah, then I'll need to, you know, I'll do something else. But, for, you know, we had a good run. Our family business was a mature brand. We sold it with 1,000 units, and we were 36-year-old franchisor in multiple, you know, we're all over the country and all in a few different countries, and we'd done a lot of different things. We were publicly traded NASDAQ. So it was a nice size company. We had a nice transaction when we sold that business, and I went with the deal for a few months, and then I got out of there and I went off and did a few more deals of my own. I've been a franchisor or a franchisee in 6 different brands in 30 years. And, you know, I've seen great success and I've seen tremendous failure, and I've learned from everything. And, you know, I like to share what I know in a way that helps people get where they're trying to go. So that's kind of my mission now in franchising, is to help people get it right when they're ready for the help.
It sounds like a great definition of a coach.
Yeah, I don't like the word coach, because I think, you know, I know there are real coaches that are trained and certified and truly professional about it, and I'm not. I mean, in the sense of I'm not certified and I'm not trained. I have my own style, and you know, some people like it and other people don't. And you know, I don't really advertise. I just kind of, you know, I show up. I'm well networked, and I think I've got a good reputation and credentials. And you know, like I said, I help when I can, and I get out of the way otherwise.
You know? I think that's all you need, John. Show up. You know, be prepared. Know your stuff. That's better than any certification out there for a coach, I think. So, yeah. Let's talk a little bit about something that if our listeners have been following you or your organization on Facebook or any other social channels lately, they can tell you've got a real passion for this, and it's called Father's Day Eve. What in the world is Father's Day Eve?
Yeah, well, it started out like a lot of things, kind of an accident in my garage. It was the night before Father's Day, of course, is Father's Eve, and I like to say, you know, Father's Day is for dads and family, and Father's Eve is just for the dads. So it's a way for dads to, we do 3 things. We connect, we get together, we share, we tell stories, we learn from each other, and then we celebrate. So we have a toast at 8 o'clock local time, and we say thanks to the dads, you know, and we celebrate being dads and, you know, the work that dads do, and just the fact that, you know, we're trying to do our best and we're always, you know, trying to learn and do a little better job as husbands and fathers. And so Father's Eve started in my garage in 2012. And, you know, there's a lot of history there, I guess, but without going into too much detail, it was sort of an accident, but it started out on purpose. And anyway, it grew every year. It got a little bigger and a little bigger, more food, more games, more guys. And after 3 years in my garage, it was kind of out of control. There were guys coming that I didn't know, which I thought was great, because that meant that my friends were bringing their friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, well, this is great. These guys want to be here and we're having a great time. And, you know, people were having fun and connecting and talking. And, you know, we had the cornhole game, the bag toss, and, you know, cigars, and the music was just a little too loud, and it was just perfect, you know. And I say we create a judgment-free environment with no women, no girlfriends, and no children. So the guys could really relax and just, you know, relax. And so after 3 years in my garage, someone challenged me and said, what are you going to do with this Father's Eve thing? You know, and I'm like, what do you mean? Why, what's wrong with this? And they, you know, with one of my friends, and I can't remember who it was, but he said, you know, he knew my background in franchising. He says, well, you know, maybe you should franchise it or something. And I said, well, you know, maybe. I hadn't really thought of it. So we sat down and we thought about it some more that fall. A lot of my buddies, we go hunting and fishing and snowmobiling, and, you know, we get out in the woods up here in Minnesota. And we were thinking about it, and I said, well, you know, we could make it a fundraiser. Let's do some good with this. So we moved it. That next year was 2015. We moved it to a local bar, and a friend of my friend knew the owner, and he got us the bar, the back of the bar, for free. And, you know, we had an event, and we So we stepped it up. We organized ourselves. We started promoting it. We added a silent auction. So we kind of called in all the markers. You know, we got everyone that we knew to donate something or give something or come and show up. And we sold tickets. We had T-shirts. We had a bunch of giveaways. And we turned the bag toss thing into a tournament. You know, we had trophies and brackets and the little friendly competition. And again, every year it got bigger and bigger. We added more food, you know, more drinks and just more stuff. And the first year we did the auction, we raised $10,000.
Wow.
And we gave it away to two charities. And we thought that was, you know, we couldn't believe it, really. It was a little, you know, these are guys and me and my buddies that, you know, we're not nonprofit guys. We're not fundraisers. We're not, you know, we're just regular guys, just kind of figured it out. And then, so I knew I was onto something. And so someone referred me to an event. There's a conference out there called Dad 2.0, which was for dad bloggers. Mm-hmm. And I knew how to spell blog, and that was about it. And so I had no idea that there were guys out there writing and really had followers, and you know, they had quite a community of these dads that were kind of talking about the new version of fatherhood, you know, with stay-at-home dads and fully engaged dads. And I said, well, that's what I'm doing, you know, and I was just doing it. And so I met these guys and go to this conference, and like I said, I'm used to going to franchise conferences where I know probably half of the people.
Yeah.
You know, they know who I am or I know them. And so I show up at this one. I didn't know anybody. And it was, you know, it was certainly uncomfortable, but that's how you grow, right? Yeah. That's how you learn. You got to get out of your comfort zone. So I showed up, and I had my Father's Eve business card printed up. And it didn't take me long to make some friends and get to know some other guys and talk about it. And I met two groups there. One is a group out of New York City called the City Dads Group, and City Dads have chapters around the country that organize these dad functions where the dads get together and, you know, they do things and they have events and outings and play dates with kids, and they have a thing called Dad's Night Out. And I said, well, where were you when I needed you? You know, when my kids were little.
Yeah.
I was pushing the stroller to the park, and all the moms are looking at you like, you know, what's wrong with him? And, you know, I said, I was living like that. I didn't have no idea there was a network out there. So I met those guys, and I started the Minnesota chapter of the City Dads Group. And it was about a year ago. I mean, it was like May this time a year ago. And I had a couple of guys help me local. I have a real nice guy who's a hard worker who helped focus on that. And we are the fastest growing chapter of the City Dads that they've ever had. And so that worked pretty well. And then the other group I met was called the National At-Home Dad Network. And they're more of an online community, a Facebook group, and they have a website, and they do all this stuff online. And I'm like, where were you? You know, I had no idea these guys are out there. And they're nice guys, they're regular guys, and they're helping each other, and they're sharing ideas and talking about, you know, all the things that you do when you're at home dad. And so we gave them, so we, in 2016, last year, I created a license program. So I couldn't franchise it because there's no economic model to Father's Eve. It's just a one night event. And, you know, sometimes it's a fundraiser, but, so we licensed it, we trademarked it, and we created a little how-to, a checklist, and an event guide. And, you know, we got some relationships with some sponsors, and we licensed the program. So last year I went back to the City Dads guys, and I said, look, this is perfect for you. We're doing it here, and you can do it there. It's just the same, each chapter doing a dad's night out on the same night of year. Why don't you do this with Father's Eve? It's perfect. So last year we did it in 12 cities, and that was a big, big step for us to go from one event here in St. Paul in the second year of being organized, you know, outside of my garage. So we did it in 12 cities last year, and we had pretty good success. We got some media attention, and the guys all had a good time. You know, we had some fun doing it. And then so this year, 2017, we kind of took it up a notch, and I've been working on it, promoting it and organizing. We're going to be in, I've got 44 cities this year.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Organized. Yeah. And if we're good, we've got one in London, in the UK that's doing it. I found a dad group over there and an American expatriate in Costa Rica that is organizing a group in Costa Rica. I'd like to go visit him someday, but, and then we're in, you know, all these different cities, and some cities have multiple events like Dallas, Fort Worth, and there's two or three events down there, and there's two in New York, and you know, we're all over the place. And again, we've been working hard to get a little more lead time and get the word out and share the opportunity. You know, and these guys, they don't pay anything. I mean, there's really no economic model to it. It's just more of a goodwill effort of trying to connect the dads. And so these guys host an event. Some guys are starting in their garage, like I started.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them are in a bar or a restaurant and they're open to the public, but you know, they're free. You just kind of show up and have some fun and, you know, get to know and each other. And what we do is, you know, I mean, my attitude is guys don't like to ask for help, right? I mean, the guys won't ask for directions if they're lost.
Yeah.
Good thing we have GPS on our phones. But
right. That's what phones are for now. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, my dad died when I was 26 and well before I was married. And when my brother died when I was 29. And, you know, again, I wasn't married until I was in my 30s and I didn't have kids until I was 36 and 40 when I had our two girls. And, so by the time I was a husband and dad, you know, the guys I needed weren't there, my dad and brother. And so I leaned on my friends and my in-laws and, you know, just people around me mm-hmm. is talking about what's, you know, how do you handle this? Or what do you do about that? Or, you know, what works at your house, you know? And you know, good thing I have a lot of good friends and they're willing to share and help me figure it out for myself. And so what we do at Father's Eve is we tell stories about what works. So like, you know, I won't ask for help. I might not, you know, want to ask a guy, well, I got this issue or that issue, but a guy will tell a story about a good example is, you know, I'll tell you the story about teaching my kid to ride a bicycle, you know, and here's what we did and here's what worked and here's what happened and here's what I didn't do or here's what didn't work or here's what I'd do differently next time. So telling the story about your own experience of being a dad. And then the other dads, you know, if they're interested, they listen or ask questions or just pay attention. And you learn from each other without really asking for help.
Yeah.
So sometimes we can get into some really good, you know, meaningful conversations. And other times it's just making a connection so that you know you've got another guy you can talk to, you know, and who sort of gets it, you know. So the dads come together to connect and share and then celebrate. We do an 8 p.m. toast. You know, we're after a couple of years, we're sitting there. Well, what makes it Father's Eve? Well, it's the night before Father's Day. And well, what makes it memorable? Well, it's got to be a party. It's got to be a celebration. So we thought, well, New Year's Eve, you do a countdown to midnight. You know, and you count it down and you open the champagne and you crank the noisemakers and, you know, you stay up and all that. And I said, well, I don't want to stay up that late. You know, if I'm going to be up with my wife and kids, you know, on Father's Day, I better, you know, I won't be any good. So we backed it up to 8 p.m. We figured it's not so early. If you've got little kids, they're probably asleep by 8 o'clock. And if, you know, we got some like granddads and, you know, all kinds of dads that come out. So we figured 8 o'clock is fine. A guy can hang out, celebrate and stick around for a couple hours. And then if you want to go home and, you know, you don't have to stay out late. So it's, so we do an 8 o'clock countdown and we do a toast to the dads and we take pictures of that. And we're focused on that this year to, with, the hashtag, you know, we post it to social media. And I just found out what a hashtag wall is, where they, you know, it's like a picture stream that shows up. And so we figured out we're going to add one of those to the website. I guess we got a website guys helping me put that together. And So the whole idea is it's pretty low key. The bar is set pretty low. I mean, some of the cities, like here in St. Paul, we're selling tickets because it's a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
So we sell tickets, but then if you get in there, there's all you can eat food. There's drinks, there's games, there's, you know, just all kinds of stuff going on. And you don't have to do anything if you don't want to, or you can do it all if you want to. And then, you know, we have these raffles. We give away a bunch of – last year we gave away some chainsaws and a ladder and a grill, you know, some cool stuff that guys want.
Good dad stuff, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then we have an auction. Like here we do an auction and we raise a bunch of money and give it away. And then, like, there's guys in Chicago are doing a whirly ball game, you know, which is like bumper cars with mm-hmm. lacrosse kind of.
Right, right.
The guys in Wisconsin over in Appleton are doing a golf tournament. There's a guy in Boston is doing a poker tournament, and they're raising money. There's a guy in Texas who's a big hunter, and he's into archery, so he's doing this archery thing at some.
Oh, it's Cinnamon Creek Archery. I see it listed on your Facebook page. Yeah.
So it's like. These guys can do, I say, make it yours, you know, whatever you think, as long as you keep it clean, keep it safe. You know, we're not selling anything. We're not preaching to anybody. You know, we're not trying to solve any world problems. You know, we're just trying to connect locally, you know, keep it real, keep it fun. It's all the dads, you know, everybody's welcome, but you know, it's usually just the dads. And, you know, some places raise money and give it away to whatever local charity they pick. You know, we don't really want to get involved with handling the money. You know, we give them the opportunity, we give them a little structure, and they use the trademarks, and then we load it all up on our Facebook page, and then we load it up on the website, fatherseve.com. And, you know, I'm still, like right now, it's, I don't know how many days out, I've got a countdown on the website. I had a guy put in a counter for me. It's really kind of fun, you know.
Let's talk about that. So for 2017, it would be coming up, if my calendar's right, this would be Saturday, June 17th would be Father's Eve.
That's Father's Eve. Yeah, we're trying to make it like an unofficial holiday.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. So where can people go? You mentioned Facebook and the website. Where do you want to send folks who are listening who want to check it out and see if there's an event somewhere near them?
Well, the easiest is probably our website, fatherseve.com.
Fatherseve.com. Got it. Okay. Right.
They're all listed there, and our sponsors are listed there. And, you know, you can sign up if it's a fundraiser or not. You can find out where it is and what it is and if you want to go. And then there's some articles there. You know, we got some great media. I got a good friend of mine from college who's helping me with the PR, and he got us in the newspaper. We were on the TV a couple times, we're trying to get some national media this year, which looks pretty promising because we really got a heck of a story. And what I'm finding out is that dads really do want to connect, but they want to do it their own way. You know, we're not taking anything away from mom or Mother's Day. I mean, we love the moms, and I love my wife and my mom, and we don't want to take anything away from Father's Day because, you know, that's really, I want to be with my wife and kids and, you know, whatever. But so Father's Eve just kind of fits, you know, it's an easy, simple kind of thing, and we're having a good time doing it.
Excellent. That about wraps up our time tonight, John, but thanks so much for joining us. Again, that website is fatherseve.com, and there's a Facebook page, and we'll have all of those links on the Social Geek Radio website and Facebook page as well. So, John Francis, Johnny Franchise, thanks for joining us tonight on Social Geek Radio. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you, Jack, and thank you, Deb. I really appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Excellent.
We'll see you soon.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for joining Social Geek Radio. Brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Copyright 2017 Social Geek Radio.